is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Every fundraiser, we ask you to comment on what you like, and heaven forbid don't like, about WMRA. And every fundraiser, I'm awed by the number of you out there in WMRA land who say you love Acoustic Cafe in general, and Tina Owens in particular. I see Tina all the time around the WMRA studios, but I thought it would be fun for all of us if I sat down and talked with her about herself for The Spark. Tina Owens grew up the youngest of 10 in rural West Virginia. As a self-described shy person, Tina spent a lot of her growing up time listening to music. Anything and everything, from the Statler Brothers to Michael Jackson to U2. Then she came to college at James Madison University and discovered WMRA.
And at that time, they had a bluegrass show in the afternoons. And I mean, it was serious bluegrass. And I would drive my roommates crazy because I'd turn that on and listen to it. But, you know, I think part of that was just looking for something different than just top 40, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. So I was always going out to shows and listening to the radio and reading whatever magazines, you know, I could find about music.
Where'd you go out in Harrisonburg in those days?
There was a place downtown called the Mystic Den. It's not there anymore. It was a total hole in the wall. I bet if I walked in now, I'd be like, ooh, this is a little creepy. But they would bring in some really fun bands. And like, they would have local bands that played. There was a band called The Shuffle that I used to go see all the time.
What kind of music?
I guess at the time, maybe they called it progressive. But, you know, just kind of that indie.
Plugged in, acoustic?
Plugged in.
Plugged in.
But yeah, they had all kinds of bands. But I think as I started going out to music and listening more to the radio and that sort of thing, I started discovering artists like Sean Colvin, the Indigo Girls, the acoustic singer-songwriters. So I think that's really what kind of drew me in.
What appealed to you about that?
You know, there are different things about songs. Because there are songs that I love that make little to no sense, but have a great beat. But I think there really is something about that singer-songwriter about telling a story or saying something profound, getting a little deeper than just the I love you, you love me, that kind of
yeah.
thing. So.
Okay, you started Acoustic Cafe, right?
Sort of, yeah. It was kind of funny because I talked about listening to that bluegrass show in the afternoon. Well, then it ended up moving to evenings, to weeknights, and broadened where it wasn't just bluegrass, but it was acoustic music. It was kind of alt country, whatever the host liked, but. But, you know, more in that vein of what we would now call Americana.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, you know, that term wasn't
there.
Around. Yeah. So, you know, I listened to that and really loved it. And that's actually when I became a supporter of WMRA was because of the music shows that they had in the evenings and on the weekends, especially. So it was like 7 nights a week. Pretty much of music. But I would listen to those. I would record the shows on cassette and then listen to them or even make cassettes off of those with just the music and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So, I became a supporter of the station.
Okay. You're a serious listener.
Mm-hmm.
When did the transformation into being Tina Owens of Acoustic Cafe take place?
They actually put an ad in the newspaper looking for a part-time folk music announcer. And I saw that and I was like, oh, wouldn't that be funny? And I laughed, you know, and I closed the newspaper. But it was kind of in the back of my head. And I would think about it and I mean, very, very shy. And I was like, no, 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 that, you know, that's just ridiculous. But I remembered the date that the resumes were due and all that. And it was that day. And I was like, you know, I've got to at least apply. I'm sure nothing will happen with this, but if I don't, I'll regret it. So sure enough, I applied and they called me in for an interview. And I had no radio experience, no interest before that in
radio. What'd you put on your resume that got you an interview?
I have no idea.
Okay. They like the color ink you used.
Maybe so. You know, I'm sure in my cover letter I said something about being a listener and you know, going to concerts and reading the magazines and all that. But yeah, I'll be honest, I have no idea. Maybe they got one application. That's, you know, for all I know. So they called me in for an interview and I was like, really? Okay. So I went in for the interview and, you know, it was fine. And I got to meet the people at the station that I'd been listening. You know,
were you nervous, shy person?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true.
You came in to WMRA for your interview.
I had my first interview. I'm like, well, that, you know, that was fine. I got to meet people, you know, there. Well, then they called me in for a second interview, and that's when I got scared. Because it's like, so they... And so they just had me come in and read, you know, put me in an empty studio, you know, turned on the mics and all that, and just had me read copy. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this might actually happen. And sure enough, you know, they offered me the job. And when they did, you know, the person who hired me said, you know, I can teach you how to turn on the mics and use the CD machines and that sort of thing. But what I really want is somebody who's interested in the music. So apparently that did come through.
That came across.
That, yeah.
Me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue.
So, yeah, I was one of the first Acoustic Cafe hosts, because at that time, you know, they changed the name and the format slightly of the show. Acoustic Cafe, I think, was kind of a working title that just ended up
being
sticking.
The title. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've referred to yourself a couple of times as a shy person.
Uh-huh.
And yet you are perfectly comfortable talking into a microphone to literally thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
How's that work for you?
Well, I don't think about thousands of people.
What do you think about?
Well, I will be honest. When I first started hosting the show, it was really scary for me. And I would really, when I would go in, I would have to psych myself up, you know? And now it's just become kind of second nature that, you know, you go in, you turn on the microphone. You know what will still make me a little nervous? And this sounds silly, but if I know that a particular person, like maybe a family member, is in the area and it's going to be their first time listening, that will still make me a little nervous, you know, and I'll pay a little more attention to what I'm doing. But, you know, it was really scary in the beginning and stayed that way for a while. And, you know, finally, it's just one of those things that now I've done it for so long that it's just something I do.
Are you less shy in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I've overcome some of that. I'm still very shy.
But you're so friendly. I don't usually equate really friendly people with people who are shy.
Yeah, I have my awkward moments too.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, and part of it is just, I guess, just challenging myself to do these things of being on the radio, even though it's so scary. And because I'm on the radio, I also get opportunities, you know, to be in front of crowds. You know, sometimes the station will be sponsoring an event and they'll ask someone from the station to come introduce an artist, you know, And I've gotten to do that. And that's very scary for me too. But there's something about, the fact that I go beyond just who I am personally. This is for the station. This is for the music. It's an honor, you know? I mean, I've gotten to introduce the late Doc Watson, you know, to be on the stage and be able to, you know, say his name or, you know, that sort of thing.
And there he is.
Yes, and there he is. So, I mean, part of it is just challenging myself to do these things.
There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for something, it is closer I am fine. Closer I.
I just listen to so many different types of music now. I still love singer-songwriters, but I would say that, you know, I really like this fusion that they call Americana that kind of includes the singer-songwriters and the bluegrass and the old-time. I love old-time music. And there are so many contemporary groups that are doing old-time music but making it in a very contemporary way. Like, they're still using the banjos and the fiddles and all that, but they're bringing it to a contemporary audience. And so, you know, I would say that sort of thing is really where I am right now. But, you know, what's on my iPod? Oh my gosh, anything and everything. Radio has always been a part-time job, so I've always had other jobs that I've done. I love being a part of a community organization. Like, a lot of the jobs that I've had have been very different, but I think the one thread that kind of runs through them is the community aspect of it. Community radio, a community grocery store, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, I love being a part of Friendly City Food Co-op and forgive the pun, but it's a very healthy, you know, place to be. For me, I love the people that I work with and the customers. And I will tell you, there is a lot of crossover between public radio listeners and shoppers, at least at Friendly City, because a lot of people, when they come in, you know, they want to talk to me about music or that sort of thing, or they'll recognize my voice and they'll be like, can I ask you a question? And I'll be like, sure, you know, and I think it's, you know, going to be like, where's the tomatoes or whatever? And they're like, do you work at a radio station? And I'll laugh and turn red and be like, yes, I host Acoustic Cafe on WMRA. So it's wonderful to think that something that you're a part of touches people that much. You know, the biggest thing about Acoustic Cafe is that I'm the number one acoustic music fan, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I've been here for so many years.
So long, see you tomorrow in a morning free from sorrow.
So let the musical good times roll. WMRA's Acoustic Cafe airs Saturday from noon until 3 and Sunday from 8 until 11 p.m. Back in a moment with Dr. Lee Yoder.